Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked.
Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Brad, thank you for engineering. Kyle's with us. Kyle's with us in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince.
Hey, Kyle,
I wanted to say something real quick, Vince, just for you and the class. My phone has been real glitchy, and yesterday it just dropped off. So if that happens, I'll call right back. But I just wanted to give you a heads up with that. And, you know, if a flock of birds happen to fly over and I ain't holding my jaw quite right, then sometimes it'll drop. So anyway, it is the heads up.
Well, thank you. We have the same problem here in Missouri. Not necessarily the birds, but for some reason, we have these dropouts on our telephone, and we have internet dropouts, and sometimes it comes back quickly, sometimes it doesn't. But okay, we're good. So, Kyle, I wanted to tell you a quick story and a class. Yesterday, our son got a call from a customer slash neighbor, and he does automotive work for this particular customer slash neighbor, and the neighbor had a problem with their chest freezer. It stopped working, and it was full of food, and it was starting to drip on the floor. So obviously the ice was melting, and neighbor said that she wanted our son to go help someone that she knows that had a problem, mechanical problem with a piece of equipment. And my son said, well, you've got this chest freezer problem, so that sounds like it's really time sensitive. So let me come over and take a look. And what he found out was the chest freezer was plugged into an orange extension cord, a short one. And the cord had the female end melted and burned. And so he thought, well, he would just get another a plug, cut off the end of the cord that came, the black cord that came out of the freezer, and put a replacement end on it and plug it all back in. He looked a little more carefully and he realized that the orange extension cord female end was burned and melted. And so what he decided to do, he went to the farmers cooperative right down the road from this lady, and he bought three orange wire nuts, about 12 cents a piece. He bought three yellow wire nuts for 16 cents a piece, and he bought a male plug for $3 or $4. So that would be the total parts to repair this. And he wasn't sure if he was going to need the yellow or the orange wire nuts, because they handle different sizes of wires. So he brought them all back to the house of the customer, and he decided that he was going to do it a little differently. He was going to temporarily repair this. So he cut the female end off the extension cord, stripped the wires, cut the male end off the freezer, and he spliced the wires together, used the wire nuts, taped it all up, plugged it in, and got her up and operational very quickly. So the total cost was three wire nuts at 16 apiece. He used the yellow ones. Okay. That being the case, He told me that what he did was he was authorized by the owner of the freezer to charge the parts at the local farmers cooperative in town. So our son walked in and said, I'd like to buy these parts and charge them to another person. And they did it. I was absolutely flabbergasted that here in our little village, the people who work at the farmers cooperative know the woman with the freezer. They've known her for years and years and years, and they know us. And they were willing to, on our word, our son's word, charge something to someone else's account. And I called up the farmers cooperative, and I said, you know, I'm stunned. I'm stunned at the level of trust. This is the way business was done back in 1950, 1960. This is outstanding, and I just want to say thank you. It's unheard of. The level of trust. And it made it so that our son was able to, I mean, we certainly could have afforded the, you know, the $4 worth of parts, but it was a really nice thing to do. And those things should be remembered, and that's the way it used to be. So there's several lessons here in what I'm talking about. Number one is our son was able to fix this very quickly by splicing together the extension cord by cutting the end off and using wire nuts to put it back together with the freezer. And the food was not lost. And so I called up the lady. Our son said that this is what he had done. And I called up the lady who owned the freezer. And I said, and I know her very well. And I said, so here's what you should consider doing right now. I called her at home. I said, if you have a fan, you should take that fan, like a window-type fan or a pedestal fan, and aim it at the front of the chest freezer and run it on low speed to blow air over the front, because that's where the heat from the inside of the chest freezer is pumped to. It's pumped to the outer skin of the chest freezer. So if you feel your chest freezer when the compressor's running, you'll feel the skin is hot, especially in the front middle. And the idea was to remove as much heat as quickly as possible, and that's why you put blow the fan on it. So for the rapid cool down that she needed to save the food, she needed to improve the efficiency of her chest freezer temporarily. And you can do that very easily by blowing air on it, ambient temperature air, and it worked. And that's how I do it. So if we put something in our chest freezer and I need a rapid cool down, that's what I do. I would pre-cool it, as Kyle does, by running the compressor, you know, of an empty chest freezer overnight, expecting a, you know, a heavy load of frozen food to enter, you know, the next day. But that's not the case, and that wasn't able to be done in this case because the power cord failed. Now, I'd like to talk about why the power cord failed. Here's my take. Now, it could have been chewed by a dog. It could have, absolutely possible. However, I believe it was a different cause. I believe that what happened was this overvoltage condition that we have been experiencing here at the farm nonstop. You know, we go into overvoltage, you know, every few minutes here at the farm, and I've been measuring it. What that does is it causes an electric motor to draw more current, a lot more current. And the more current has to travel through the connection of the female end of the extension cord to the male end of the power cord for the chest freezer. That is the weakest point in the electrical path. The weakest point is where the orange extension cord, an older orange extension cord, one with a rubberized end that's semi-soft, does not make a really good tight connection once that extension cord has been used for years and years and years. It becomes less snug, if you will. And that less snug connection has an increased resistance to electrical current flow, and it gets hot. And when it gets hot, it gets hotter. And when it gets hotter, it gets even hotter. And when that happens, the plastic slash rubber tends to melt, and then you lose the compression of the plastic around the female terminals of the extension cord. And it gets even hotter, melts and fails. Now, I believe that's what happened. So, there's a whole bunch of lessons in this discussion. And I'd like Kyle's take on this as well. Of course, he's the electrician in the family. Kyle, your thoughts about the older style rubber orange extension cord ends, the flexibility of them, the prone to becoming less and less snug over time, and the newer orange extension cords, which seem to have a black plastic insert, which is much more like a nylon black insert around the terminals, the female terminals, to make it so that it doesn't lose its snugness and doesn't fail at that point as easily. Your thoughts?
Well, I've got a couple of different thoughts. The extension cord that she was running to the freezer, a lot of times you can buy those orange extension cords in, they make them in really small gauge because there's most of the time the thing they put on sale. And so they're 14, 16 gauge even, small. By the way, the higher the number, the smaller the wire in gauge of wire. But just for the class sake, I know you know that. But if you have something as small as 14 or 16 gauge wire, especially if it's one of the super cheapy ones, and you've got a 16 gauge wire, that's not really, you never want to run something like a freezer compressor that pulls three times the amount of amperage to start up every time it kicks on. You don't want to use that to run a, refrigerator, compressor, or a freezer, or something like that. You want a heavy-duty extension cord. The other thing that comes to mind is, and I don't know where any of this situation, we haven't talked beforehand, but anyway, the other thing that you really want to make sure of is that it is a dry location. Because a lot of times if there's any kind of moisture or it's in a damp location, it tends to corrode the contacts on the female side of that, extension cord. It tends to corrode them much faster. And I've never seen a male end in all the years, and I've changed out many, 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 excuse me, extension cord ends, and I have never seen one. I've seen them, the grounding part on the male end break off, but I've never seen the male end on the extension cord fail. It's always the female end that, and I keep extras of those around to be able to replace them with the extension cord. But you reminded me of a great story one time, Vince. I was, you know how most farmers cobble job anything together. I mean, just try to make it work, right? And so this old farmer years ago called me over because he was a good friend of mine and rancher, and they had to do some branding. And they had electric branding iron, and he flipped the switch. And he said it just instantly tripped. And so anyway, he asked me to come over. And so I went out to where their branding area was. And they had this branding iron in an old receptacle stuck up in the corner of the shed. And that's where they plugged the branding iron.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back to tell more of this story about the brand.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you into a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us, and he's talking about branding irons. And, well, I've been thinking about Washington. He's been thinking about branding irons. Kyle, back to you.
Okay, anyway, so to set the stage here, it was in the springtime, and the ground was wet, and we had had quite a bit of rain. And this thing, every time he would flip this switch, he said it would just trip instantly. And so I came over there, and so I wandered out to the branding area where they had this, and I told him back in the barn, I yelled at him to flip the switch. Well, unbeknownst to me, when he flipped the switch, it looked like something was sending out smoke signals from underground. Well, what he had done, or someone had done, that called themselves an electrician, had spliced into a wire that was running through the branding area out to one of his calving sheds and run regular Romex in the ground with no protection whatsoever. And then they dug that up, cut into the Romex, and spliced the wire onto it to be able to run over to this branding shed. Well, you know, water finds a way. And anytime there's moisture around any kind of electrical connection, that just don't mix. And this thing literally was smoking for just a couple of seconds. And if you can imagine, Vince, you're seeing ground sort of a puff, just like you were sending up little tiny smoke signals. And so I had to turn it back off, and I dug it up. And sure enough, this entire connection that they had put together was one big blob of copper. It was a mess. And so I tore into it and re-ran wire and put waterproof connections on it. And then I made a actual waterproof box on top of a post that was out there where it would be protected, where the cows couldn't get to it, and then re-ran things for him. But so the moral of the story is there, folks, is that if there's water around, you better do anything and everything you can, because water finds a way, whether it's condensation, whether it's if it's in a chicken coop, it'll be, you know, the receptacles, they tend to collect dust. They will collect dust on the inside of them. They will collect moisture on the inside of them. If there's just from the breath of your animals that are on the inside of the pen or coop or whatever it is, they will collect it. So you have to be very careful. Use the best receptacles that you can get. If you can put a cover over them, even if you put a cover of them over, and if there's an extension cord plugged into it, it's going to corrode over time. So you need to check that. If you use good quality stuff, you should check it every year, but at least every couple of years, you should probably look at, you know, doing either taking them apart and cleaning them or doing something about that. And if they start getting corroded like that, like Vince says, a little bit of heat creates a little bit more heat, creates a little bit more heat. And the more resistance you have that, so the reason it's creating heat is because it's got resistance. Those connections have resistance to being able to transfer the amperage and the voltage to whatever it is you're plugging in. If you're plugging in like a hot water heater for your animals, it's having trouble trying. That connection is the transfer point where the amperage and the voltage get transferred through that connection into your hot water dish. And that connection, if it gets a little bit of what creates the heat is the resistance to that connection. If it was a perfect connection, you would have very little resistance there. But if it's a plug-in where you actually, because they make contact, they don't make perfect contact because they're not one wire. And so you will, eventually they will wear out. That's what I'm getting at there. So you want to check it. And the more resistance you have to this is what creates the heat. And the heat creates more heat and more resistance. And then you eventually, it will fail. So that's my thoughts on it, Vince.
Yeah, I've got a couple comments when we come back. And let's also talk about the amount of amperage that can happen with an electric, that can be drawn by an electric motor with an overvoltage condition. This is really interesting, class. And this is what happened to that orange extension cord, in my belief.
It would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students arrived in Moscow, Idaho on Wednesday for booking. Brian Koberger is now in the Latah County Jail. He's in isolation and continues to show no emotion, according to police officer in Latah County. No bond, no visitation, no phone calls are the rules. His hearing is expected today, although a specific time was not given. And the work goes on. Congress convenes at 12 noon today Eastern to try to elect a Speaker of the House after many failed attempts. Eight family members, five of them children, were found slain from gunshot wounds in southern Utah Wednesday, according to authorities who did not provide any more details. The victims were found when police did a welfare check at a residence in Enoch. It's a small town of about 8,000 people, an hour's drive northeast of St. George, Utah. Thursday, January 5th, is National Bird Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Plus, I think most of what you're going to learn in today's lessons, they're in 5-Minute University. And the class is going to center on electricity and things that you probably haven't heard before. I don't think they've ever, many of the things that we're discussing have not been discussed on radio. So these are things that we think you should know. Getting back to this underground wire, Kyle and I have both done this, and there's Romex. That's a brand name of wire that has a jacket. So there's a bare copper wire. That's the ground. Then there's a white insulated wire that would be called the neutral or the common. And then there is the black wire, which is called hot. And that's used in, and these are non-stranded copper wires. And this is the kind of wiring that you have in your walls in your home, most of you, if not all of you. And it's been around since the 60s, 1960s. It's what we used in our farm here when we built our farmhouse in 2005, and we use it in the barns. And it's a great, great type of wire. Romex is a brand. It really means plastic sheathed, PVC sheathed, weather resistant, but somewhat moisture resistant. It's for indoor purposes. Now, some people, and I don't know why, will take this Romex, and I'm just going to use it as, like a Romex would be like Xerox. You know, Xerox is a photocopier. Romex is a kind of a wire. So we'll just call it Romex. And some people will bury it directly underground. It is not suitable for that. The indoor wiring that is either yellow jacketed, which is typically 20 amp color coded, or the white color coding jacket of Romex is 15 amps. But they are for above ground indoor use. But some people will run them underground without any conduit, without any watertight conduit. They'll just put it in the ground and rocks will rub against it. And if there's a little nick in the insulation, water can get in it and ultimately corrode, and you can have the kind of mess that Kyle's talking about. But they do make another kind of plastic cable. It's called UF, and that stands for underground feeder. And that's a direct burial cable. It's got a really tough plastic jacket. It's miserable to work with because the jacket is so tough, it's hard to cut the jacket off the insulated wires inside. But that is designed for direct burial. And that's gray. So that's color-coded gray. And I've used that in the past. However, here at the farm, we have a lot of rocks in the ground, and I wouldn't even consider using anything but non-metallic conduit, watertight conduit. And you can use white PVC plastic as non-metallic conduit. And that's what I've done. So literally what I do, if I'm going to go underground, I will take standard Romex, yellow, and I'll put it in 3/4 inch plastic conduit, and I will use cleaner and cement to cement the connections to keep them watertight. And that's how I do it. But it sounds like that was not what was originally done in the story about the branding iron circuit. Is that right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Vince. And I don't have anything, by the way, just so folks know, I don't use that UF cable, direct burial cable without conduit either. There is no place on my property where I have things running with direct burial wire. I have conduit in everything. And I'm glad you said, 3/4 inch conduit, because if you try to pull Romex or UF cable through 1/2 inch conduit, you will either have to cancel your membership at the gym because you won't need it that day, or something, because it is miserable. Even going more than about 30 feet and with a couple of 90s in it, that gets a little bit on the stout side. So I'm glad you said 3/4 inch, because that's exactly the minimum that I use. And if I'm going a long ways, like, you know, 150 feet, something along that lines, I will use a lubricant. Even then, they make a wire lubricant that you can put on the wire as it's going into the pipe. And you'll be pulling the wire through the pipe with they call it a fish bait, which is a metal, little thin, hard metal, roll, or you'll pull that through there with some rope and tie onto the wire, and then somebody will pull while the other person pushes the wire as you're feeding it into the line. But the lubricant makes a huge difference, and it dries up and is not a problem even pulling the wire out later on. But anyway, that's what I do.
Here's another tip class from the book, 5 Minute University. Let's say you've got, 50 feet of conduit, and you want to run the Romex through it. Well, what you can do is you can take that Romex that's on a roll and very carefully unroll it so there are no kinks in it. It runs flat. It doesn't have any twists in it. There are no bumps in it as you look at it. And you can very carefully have two people, one person at one end of the 10-foot stick of conduit and the other person kind of feeding the Romex through there. But after you get to the second, third length, it gets a little difficult. And what you can do, and of course you don't want to have any bends in the conduit. You don't want it to have two people hold it and have it dip in the middle. You want to keep it flat, so you can keep it on the ground. But then you're on your hands and knees. But one thing you can do, you can try this and see if it works for you. You can take some baling twine, some real thin twine, and you can put all those pieces of Romex together without cementing them, just to make sure it all works for you. And you can take some baling twine and unroll it. So it's a little bit longer than all of the conduit that you are going to put the Romex through. And you take like a shopping bag, like a Walmart shopping bag. It's got to be flexible, lightweight plastic. And you make a little ball that is bigger than the twine and smaller than the inside diameter of the conduit. You make a ball that will easily push through the conduit. And then you assemble the conduit with the couplings, but you don't glue it together, just loosely assemble it. And then you take a vacuum cleaner, like a canister vacuum cleaner, at the other end. And you get a real tight fit. You can take like a washcloth or towel, and you want to apply the vacuum to the far end. And it will pull that twine all the way through the conduit. Now, the baling twine is strong enough so that if you want, you can wrap, like Chinese handcuffs, wrap the twine tightly for about a foot long, spiral wind it, and tape it with electrical tape, put that lubricant that Kyle's talking about on there, and pull the Romex through the entire 4, 5, 6, 7 lengths of conduit. Kyle, have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just one of the little tricks there. I didn't want to get too technical. But I will tell you, if you have a lot of wiring to do, and say you're starting a homestead somewhere, and you know that you're fixing to put in wire from your house or your shop to, from your house to your shop to your barns, and you've got a lot of that to do, it will save you so much headache, especially if you have something over 100 feet. It will save you so much headache if you will go by any electrical supply store or place and ask for a 150-foot fish tape, it's called. That has been such a lifesaver my entire life, and I've had this there. If I buy the Klein brand, K-L-E-I-N brand, because they're fairly expensive in the sense of, you know, if you buy one pair of pliers from Chinese factory outlet, you buy a set of Klein pliers, you get a better quality tool, but they're more expensive. You get what you pay for kind of thing. But I've had the same Klein brand fish tape for close to 45 years now. Same one. And I've got a 50 footer one and I've got a 150 foot one. So I've had both of them for many, many, many years, and they still work perfectly. If you get them wet, they will rust. So you want to pull them out full length and dry them off, and then put some kind of a oily, you know, like a lubricant over it, a light lubricant, so that it doesn't rust on you. But anyway, if you take care of them, they will last you many, many years. My opinion is I love the fish tape, so I use them constantly.
Class, fish tape, F-I-S-H tape, is it's a piece of metal. And if you were to look at it, it's about the diameter of a ballpoint pen refill. Actually, a little bit larger than that. But it on end, it's not round. It's more rectangular if you were to do a cross-section of it. It's flexible in that you can roll it up on a roll, but it's not so flexible that it's going to kink and bend and fold on you. And it has a hook kind of a thing on the end, but it's not like a fish hook. It's more like a loop. And literally what you can do is, this thing is in a roll, kind of like if you were to tightly roll up a 20-foot extension cord. It's about that size. And you hold this in your hand, and you can, it's in a plastic housing, and you can pull out this metal fish tape as much as you need. And you can then feed it through the conduit. And once you get it all the way through the conduit, you've got an end sticking out, and you can put a piece of string, like baling twine, and there's electrical twine. It's a plastic twine that you can pull really hard on, and it won't break. And it comes in a bucket, usually, and I don't know, maybe 3,000 feet, 2,500 feet, something like that, maybe even 5,000 feet in a bucket. And it's really, really great, long-lasting. It doesn't break, and it's designed for pulling wires through conduit. Really good. So keep those things in mind. But I can't emphasize any more than Kyle did about this lubricant. It comes in typically quarts, and it comes with a spout that you can squeeze this kind of... It's kind of a tan-colored lubricant in many cases, and it's really, really slippery, and it will not destroy the insulation or the conduit, whether you use metal conduit or plastic. It's really good stuff, and I've been using it for years. You can buy it after you do the job, or you can buy it before you do the job. It's way easier if you get it before you do the job.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle, I have never constructed a junction underground. I've never done that. Never wired anything, you know, with AC current in an underground box. I know they make waterproof connections, but I've never considered that as something that would be safe enough for me to do for the long run. Is there such a thing as a? Yeah, what I'm talking about is that branding iron junction underground spliced in that makes. That does not sound like anything that I would do. Have you ever done anything like that?
Yeah, I had to, Vince. It was either that or dig up 200 feet of Romex and put it all in right, and he wasn't going to do that. And so, yes, I bought a waterproof box, and I ran. There's a type of connection that you can put through this box. And then I go even further, and I put silicone on both sides of it, and then you make the connection underground, and I use waterproof connections, you know, similar to those, the same ones that you would use on the well pump, that when you heat them up, they melt, and they form a silicone-type gluey substance kind of a connection over the wires. I was stuck with that, but I told him, I said, it ain't going to be cheap, and I'm not going to do it so that you ever have to replace this again. And so anyway, it wasn't cheap, and it did take me a while. I had his farmhand dig me out a big hole there so I could work in a dry area, you know, and the wires would be dry, and I dried everything off and cleaned it, and I made sure that every connection that was going in there was done with one of those underground, underwater type connections before I brought it up to a different box for him, and I replaced that same box that the branding iron was going out to. But with that, kind of brings us back to your freezer. You know, you were talking about the amount of current that goes through those connections where the male and female part of a plug attaches every time that the freezer kicks on. And how this relates to the branding iron is that branding iron, I didn't look because it was so old it didn't have any markings left on it, but my best guess was that it's probably 1,500 watts at least, if not more. But pulling 10 to 15 amps out of, through that connection, and the old receptacle that they had up there was a 15-amp receptacle, and it also hadn't failed yet, but it was burnt on the inside where they plugged the branding iron into it. So I replaced that as well with a 20-amp regular outdoor receptacle and put cover over it so that when they weren't using the receptacle, or weren't using the branding iron, which was, you know, only one time a year, that they would do it and they would be covered and protected as best as possible. But go back to that compressor thing. I think people should know that, especially if you're having to run an extension cord to your freezer.
Okay. So I ran outside during the break, and I just got back in. I have it. I have it in my hand. I have the orange extension cord, female end, burned to the male end from the freezer, the chest freezer. The chest freezer wiring, I can see it. It's 18 gauge. And the extension cord is 16 gauge, but it's only like a 10-foot extension cord. So I think it's okay. I've literally measured the current that is carried by our... I have a kilowatt meter in our kitchen. I've been running it for, you know, over a week now, and I'm looking at how much electricity, how many in watts our refrigerator, 17 cubic foot refrigerator, draws. About, at the most, 200 watts. So triple that for the starting current. That'd be 600 watts to start the motor. Well, a 16 gauge 10-foot extension cord can handle about 1,600 watts. So that's well within the current carrying capacity of this orange extension cord that failed on the female end. And I'm looking at it, and there's no question in my mind what happened. I believe that this is one of those orange extension cords that has the kind of a rubberized end. And the extra current caused by the extra voltage of our grid here in our section of Missouri, I believe, caused this. And I'll tell you why. I have a chart in front of me that says, here's what happens with an electric motor. And this is a little technical class, but I'm pretty sure you can follow along. At 115 volts, let's say the motor draws 5 amps. At 120 volts, it draws 5.2 amps. That's fine. At 130 volts, it draws 5.6 amps. That's about a little more than 10% more than it should. At 140 volts, it draws 8 amps. Almost, well, getting close to twice as much current as it normally should draw. That's the problem. Electric motors draw a lot more current, and I believe the extension cord couldn't handle that, and that's why the female end melted. That's what I think happened. So we can talk a little bit more about this when we get back. And let's talk about outlets, receptacles, spec grade versus standard grade versus hospital grade. Is there a...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.